Hello and welcome to Listen Up, the E3 Diagnostics Podcast. I'm Ryan Woods, Regional Manager of E3 Audiometrics. As we sit here today, my primary responsibility is to manage the E3 offices in California. However, I've been directly selling, servicing, and supporting audiometric equipment for over 18 years now. And throughout that time, there's no doubt that I've seen many changes. Today, we're going to talk about one of those that are growing in popularity, but has recently become a very hot topic with all the emphasis on social distancing, and that is teleaudiology. At this point, it's important to state that very few teleaudiology options can totally eliminate physical patient interaction altogether, but all of the solutions we will discuss today can minimize that interaction. So as mentioned, prior to the current COVID-19 pandemic, teleaudiology has been a growing trend for several years, most notably due to the changes in reimbursement and shortage of licensed hearing healthcare providers. Now, as noted, COVID-19 has brought an increased focus to testing at a distance with limited live interaction and physical exposure to patients, with our customers representing all kinds of practices from clinical audiology to ENTs to hearing aid dispensers and everything in between. I personally have received lots of calls about the best options that might be available for helping patients while maintaining safety of those patients, employees, and ourselves. So today, I have the pleasure to introduce some of the brightest minds in audiology, who are all on the forefront of this important topic of teleaudiology. We have four of the leading manufacturers of audiology equipment represented today, and they are Interacoustics, GSI, Medirex, and AudioScan. We'll talk soon with them about the different options that they have available. In addition, on the sales and service side, we are joined by my colleague and friend, Greg Olick, who was involved in the first installations of several teleaudiology systems in the U.S. Last but certainly not least, we are joined by Suzanne Yonker with Your Hearing Network. Suzanne has a unique position as she consults with practices every day to navigate the clinical execution of teleaudiology. With that said, I want to thank you all for being here today. We are fortunate to have all your expertise on the same podcast. So without further ado, let's start with some quick introductions. Please tell us your name, company, and role. Let's start with AudioScan.
Hi, I'm Chris Stokes-Reese, and my title is Application Specialist. I've been with AudioScan for about 16 years and also teach a second-year real ear measurement course at our local college. I've been closely involved with our teleaudiology initiatives with the USVA. I'm really happy to be here with all of you today.
Good morning. My name is Laura Prigge. I am an audiologist with Grayson Stadler. My official title is Application Specialist, but I've been an audiologist for about 20 years, and I've been with GSI for about 10. Thank you so much for having me today.
Hi, my name is Richard Mitchell. I am the U.S. Director of Interacoustics Micromedical. I've been with the company for 10 years. Interacoustics is 53 years of age. I was a hearing aid manufacturer for 17 years and very excited about teleaudiology. It has a great platform for the future.
Hi, I'm Caleb Sparkman, Vice President at Medirex, and I'm an audiologist by training. As an audiologist, I've worked in the VA, private practice, and inside of an ENT clinic. I've been with Medirex for 5 years now, and I handle the day-to-day operations for Medirex.
And I'm Suzanne Yonker. I am also an audiologist. I've been an audiologist for 30 years with definitely clinical background as well as corporate roles. I have been researching, developing, implementing telehealth procedures for about 7 years, but I have been with YHN for the past 2 years as the director of telehealth.
Hi, I am Gregory Olick. I am a regional sales manager for E3 Medacoustics. I manage multiple offices in Georgia, Florida, and Alabama. I have over 25 years of experience with audiometric instrumentation. Over the years, I have been privileged to see the evolution of this instrumentation. It is because of this evolution that we are able to have this conversation today. Thank you for having me.
Okay, first, let's define teleaudiology, especially the difference between live and store and forward. Caleb, what's your definition and what solutions does Medirex offer?
Teleaudiology can be defined as audiological services performed with a communication device like Skype or Zoom. It could also be by transferring information to another location. The type of communication used will determine how the services are rendered. And that would be defined as either a live service or store and forward. MedRex offers solutions for both formats of teleaudiology. MedRex has a variety of live telehealth options. Our audiometers are PC-based products, which makes them ideal for the telehealth environment. We have wall mount systems, in-booth systems, and portable configurations. MedRex also has tablet-based solutions, which falls into the store and forward model of telehealth. This is a self-test that can be completed in under 5 minutes. The test results end up being an audiogram of the patient's hearing. The tablet solution is designed to quickly test an individual to see if a full audiometric test is needed.
Thanks, Caleb. Suzanne, I believe your definition is a little broader with 360 degrees of audiology. What do you mean by that?
So, you know, what's interesting is a lot of people feel that remote care through audiology is an app on the phone. And so when I talk about 360 degrees, I am talking about all services performed by an audiologist. So not just an app, but all the services in a clinic with a patient can be performed with the audiologist at home and the patient in the clinic, but perhaps the patient is in the clinic with just one support person. Really, everything can be performed using the telehealth model except for one, and that is cerumen removal. Right now, this cannot be performed through teleaudiology yet. I really believe that's going to happen the way technology goes. So stay tuned. You'll be able to do cerumen removal. What we do at YHN Telehearing Care for our providers is offer a turnkey solution to getting teleaudiology implemented successfully into your practice. We customize a plan that meets a clinic's goals for teleaudiology. We organize the required entities, obviously many of them on this phone call today. We coordinate with them. We arrange for the equipment, the appropriate equipment, the installation, and we provide on-site training for you and your staff. We go to them. We go on-site.
That's great news. Thanks, Suzanne. And we'll talk about Your Hearing Network works with clinics in a few minutes. But Laura Prigge, the GSI solution is called Store and Forward, correct?
Yes, that is correct, Ryan. GSI uses a Store and Forward or asynchronous technology. And to build on what Caleb said, that is where it captures the data remotely, stores the results, and then forwards it to an audiologist for interpretation. And the GSI solution is called AMTAS. And it stands for Automated Method for Testing Auditory Sensitivity. Basically, AMTAS is just a software that allows a patient to sort of walk himself or herself through a basic audiometric evaluation. And we have two versions at GSI that are available. So we have AMTAS Pro, which is the software program that is integrated with a GSI audiometer, so the AudioStar Pro or the Pello. And then that is capable, that software uses the audiometer to capture air conduction and bone conduction thresholds, which are masked, and speech testing too. So we can do, it's a forced choice speech testing for speech reception thresholds and also for word recognition scores. We use the DD450, those circumoral headphones, and forehead bone placement so that there's just a one-time patient setup for the entire evaluation. And then the other type of store and forward or asynchronous AMTAS that we use is the AMTAS Flex. And that is a tablet-based software that we use with the calibrated circumoral headphones. And we can obtain with that air conduction thresholds, which are, of course, masked, or a very simple four-frequency screening.
Thanks, Laura. Yeah, I find AMTAS to be a truly novel solution comparatively out there. Now, Richard, the Interacoustics RAS is a live solution. Can you explain, please?
Thanks, Ryan. Yes, we do have multiple configurations of RAS, which is Remote Audiology System. They are all designed to meet very specific applications depending on what the practice needs are. In each system, they are a live application. It's also called synchronous, whereas we do require an office support staff to be present with the patient. They assist with placing headphones on the patient themselves, giving patient base instructions on how to get ready for the test, and truly to add patient comfort. It's very important for anybody to be working with the patient to make them feel confident and comfortable in the environment they are, especially when it is a teleaudiology environment. We have had great results with it, and in fact, we recently vetted a new cart configuration so that it allow a practice to become a little bit more mobile. The cart has an adjustable up and down mechanism so that it is able to move within a van, a single monitor, and it's going to be much more suitable to move through site to site in case that's something the practice would like.
So not patient administered, but expanded services as a benefit there, you know, being able to have temps and OEs and other services. So that's great. Thank you, Richard. Now, pivoting to Chris Stokes-Reese, can you tell us how AudioScan provides teleaudiology solutions for hearing aid verification?
Sure, Ryan. AudioScan solutions for teleaudiology are pretty much concentrated in the area of remote verification. Both live and store and forward modalities are supported, but with verification, typically live is a requirement. Store and forward is great for diagnostic measurements, as they can be interpreted by an audiologist at a later time. On the VeriFit, an RECD measurement or a test box test would be examples where this works. With verification, though, the measurements being made are typically used to inform immediate adjustments to hearing aid programming. So the audiologist must be in attendance remotely while the measurement is being made by the technician. AudioScan provides a small application that runs on the PC at the remote clinic and replicates the VeriFit 2 user interface, giving the audiologist control through the fitting PC. Once the fitting is complete, report storage is available through the remote application, printing to a printer or PDF, or in NOAA if they're also running the NOAA module.
That's great. Thanks, Chris. Let's open up to the panel to discuss the solutions and how they work different in different types of healthcare providers. Gregory, why don't you lead us off with your perspective of consulting with providers?
Thanks, Ryan. I have been working on teleaudiology projects for years. I was also fortunate enough to be part of the installation of the first commercial remote audiology turnkey solution in the state of Florida. I had the pleasure of working with Suzanne on this project as well. We installed the first IA-RAS remote audiology system at three dispensing clinics in North Florida. Clinics are using the technology to provide improved timely hearing healthcare to remote areas and clinics that are not fully staffed daily.
That's right, Gregory. We had an interesting opportunity with a practice that Suzanne was working with in Florida area. And in fact, what's unique about teleaudiology right now is that it can be used in multiple settings. We have an Eclipse ABR used rather than audiometers, and that was done at a children's hospital in California. And we've in fact vetted and tested this device with a video Frenzel goggle. So the multiple the applications for telehealth and teleaudiology are simply endless, but in all cases with the Interacoustics PC-based products is that it will require a live remote care where we do have a support person with the patient, so they are all configured as live synchronous. Laura?
Yeah, it's really interesting. The AMTAS solution, because it is a store and forward situation, I think that it's really important to sort of think of this from both the provider perspective and then also the patient's perspective. So when I think about the patient's perspective, AMTAS, it's an interactive test and it's self-paced. And so the patient, you know, they're running the whole evaluation by themselves. We do have a trained technician that can help with transducer placement, and then the easy to follow instructions in the software will actually just guide the patient seamlessly from entering demographic information to starting the software and then through completing the evaluation. And it's really nice because that patient is able to receive a really reliable basic diagnostic hearing assessment when otherwise it might not have been available. And it's an easy process for that patient to complete. Now, from the provider perspective with the store and forward, the teleaudiology with this AMTAS is really a way of increasing efficiency. There are a whole bunch of other things that audiologists can be attending to while the patient is working through an AMTAS evaluation. Like they can be seeing other patients and they can be performing other tests that require the actual skills of an audiologist. And since the direct supervision isn't necessary with this store and forward AMTAS solution, an audiologist doesn't even have to be on site if there is a technician or a properly trained staff there. The provider can actually be really confident in the results. AMTAS uses patented quality and reliability algorithms to ensure accurate testing. So the audiologist will receive a report with up to 9 quality indicators to assist with the interpretation of those results.
And at MedRex, we have a variety because we have both the live and store and forward options of telehealth. Our live telehealth options can be used in a variety of different settings, ENT clinics, private practices, with hearing aid dispensers, really anyone that works with the adult population. Live telehealth is a great tool because it allows the clinician to fully interact with the patient base. So they can have conversations back and forth and really connect with the patient, even though they may be at a very large distance. Patients receive immediate feedback on the testing results, any concerns or questions that they have. The live telehealth can perform full audiometric functions, be it audiometry, REM, video otoscopy, or even tympanometry with the MedRex systems. We have products that will range all of those and easily work with telehealth. One of the interesting things you can have with this as well is the REM auto fit with the MedRex products and doing fittings where the adjustments are actually done automatically with the MedRex REM systems. Our tablet-based solutions are designed for part-time offices that keep the patient care coordinators or the PCC working with the tablet itself. So the patient care coordinator can enter the patient information and provide the tablet to the patient for a quick screening. The results can then be transferred into the office management system and shown to the provider at a later date. This also allows them to determine whether a hearing loss is there quickly and then decide whether or not to schedule an appointment with the audiologist, again, saving that clinician's time if the person that's come in does not need an exam. This is a great way to offer additional features for satellite clinics that are out there.
From my perspective and experience, all populations can be serviced using teleaudiology, just as Richard alluded, pediatrics for sure, all the way through our elderly. And they are quite receptive to this, definitely. The key to success, though, is the training of the facilitator, the person who is with the patient during the appointment, to assist the provider in being their hands, being their conduit to allow this appointment to occur. And most current customers that we have been working with are private practitioners. And a typical scenario is they will have a full-time main office and then one or two satellite offices, such as Caleb had mentioned, you know, that they're at a distance. And the beauty of any form of teleaudiology is that it allows an increased work day efficiency in a schedule and improved access to your care. And provider does not have to physically travel to that office. So you are really taking advantage of the efficient timing of not having to travel while opening up your office for more hours to see patients and giving them that benefit of being able to receive service. It can be set up in any office space. It really, teleaudiology is customizable and can be in a small footprint. And any place that it makes sense to offer hearing care, teleaudiology will work. It's extremely flexible.
Wow, that's a lot of great information. Thank you for that deep dive into the nuances and benefits of live versus store and forward. That's great. But what about verification? Can a practitioner really step away from the patient during fitting? Chris, can you elaborate, please?
Yeah, that's a great question, Ryan. One of the challenges to performing probe tube measurements remotely is ensuring the correct placement of the probe tube in the ear canal. Consistent, accurate placement near the TM is necessary for reliable results, and this is a skill that requires training and practice. The technician operator at a remote telehealth site is not always likely to have that training. The VeriFit now has a unique software-guided probe tube placement tool that's able to show the progress of the probe tube tip in real time while the technician is inserting it and provides an audible chime when the optimum location is reached. This way, both the operator and the audiologist will know that it's been appropriately placed and then can have confidence in the accuracy of the subsequent measurements.
Yeah, I agree. That probe tube fitting guide is pretty special. Thanks, Chris. Okay, uniquely, Your Hearing Network has partnered with just about everyone on this call. Two of these are particularly interesting. Caleb and Suzanne, can you tell us about them? Caleb, please go first.
Sure. It's been great working with Suzanne and the Your Hearing Network team. They really demystify the telehealth process for some of these clinics. One practice in particular was in Washington State, where Your Hearing Network came out and trained the patient care coordinator on how to do the teleaudiology. They also trained the owner on how to use the equipment with the Zoom technology. They've been able to optimize multiple clinic schedules with this setup.
Yes, thank you, Caleb. After just 2 days of training at that site you mentioned, the audiologist in the main office was able to see patients in the satellite for hearing aid delivery, an annual test, and reprogramming checkup. This is funny. The staff was very leery. During our training, we actually tell them to book patients on the second day. And they were leery about one of the patients that they had booked. They stated she was 92 years old and would not like this experience of a doctor on TV. Surprisingly, not to us, but to the staff, the patient did just the opposite. She engaged in the conversation with the owner, who was literally 2 hours away in her main office. And the patient was able to engage with the owner on TV right away. Her problems were able to be resolved through reprogramming, and she was very happy that the technology allowed her to be seen quickly instead of having to wait till the following week to be seen when the audiologist would physically be on site. So, you know, that being said, we do this implementation in a variety of environments. Another great success is we implemented teleaudiology in a vision clinic, and there was no prior hearing care being delivered. So picture that site, no audiologist on site, no prior hearing care services, and now we're implementing teleaudiology. They are very successful. There is never an audiologist on site, and every service is provided by teleaudiologists who work part-time from their home offices, and they love it. The patients love it, the staff loves it, and the audiologists love it. Only the on-site facilitator is in the hearing care space to assist the patient as directed by the teleaudiologist. It's a win-win.
Yes, and that vision clinic uses our kiosk in the initial portion of the teleaudiology session by doing a screening prior to scheduling a full telehealth evaluation. This prevents the audiologist that's performing telehealth from having to see too many patients that may not have a hearing loss. It's been a great way for them to screen customers prior to committing the full time of that audiologist for a hearing test. And once they complete the screening, they actually move on to using the InterAcoustics RAS system. And I'll turn it over to Richard to tell them a little bit about that.
Yeah, they are quite visionary, aren't they, Caleb, you know, the hearing screening and vision are just natural partnerships. So it's very outside the box for YHN to make this connection. Quite impressive. YHN also worked with InterAcoustics and E3 MSR West to install the RAS system into PrimeEyes. PrimeEyes Vision Care really saw that hearing instrument as a growth opportunity because they already have a patient base that is well-suited for amplification, and they wanted to start with teleaudiology to provide these services for their patients. I think it's fantastic. Ryan?
Thanks, Richard. Thank you all, Richard, Suzanne, and Caleb. That's great personal experiences to note. And I wanted to mention that Gregory and I have personally helped our clinical customers operate more efficiently and therefore helped them to see more patients with teleaudiology solutions. Greg, what comes to mind for you?
Well, Ryan, the first clinic that comes to mind is Hearing Solutions in North Florida. They're a great example of a success story. We introduced teleaudiology and implemented it in their clinics nearly 2 years ago. Since then, they've been able to provide twice the amount of hearing services that they did in the past. There's another success story that comes to mind, and it's the Office of Public Health here in Georgia. They are using teleaudiology in remote areas that are underserved to perform diagnostic AVRs on children that fail their newborn hearing screenings. This is a vital service. As you can imagine, the cost savings have been huge. This helps free up funding for other areas of government healthcare. In the world today, I believe it's imperative to use this type of technology to provide better hearing healthcare while continuing to practice social distancing.
Thanks, Greg. That's a wide range of services and customer population. Thank you for that. Gregory brought up public health. The VA is the largest single healthcare provider in the U.S. and falls under the government realm. Laura, AMTAS was developed with the VA in mind. Is that correct?
That is correct, Ryan. The VA was really looking to find a solution for the backlog of patients that need hearing tests, and they were looking for something that would be ideal and convenient for the veterans. So what they've done is they've used AMTAS and implemented that teleaudiology piece at their CBOX, which is VA Talk for Satellite Clinics, so that we can perform basic diagnostic testing on patients who need hearing services, but they can't get on the schedule for a long time. Also, a lot of the veterans live really far away from those VA medical centers, and they found that this store and forward AMTAS at a CBOC has been a really good solution for those veterans. Additionally, they have also, there are audiology clinics at the VA medical centers that have set up AMTAS workstations to help handle walk-in patients so that they don't have to, you know, join the backlog of patients that are scheduled. And it's actually been pretty cool to see how the use of AMTAS has really extended beyond the VA into the private sector. There are a bunch of other healthcare providers who sort of saw how the VA was using AMTAS for teleaudiology and really started to implement it into their own practices. There are a bunch of ENTs that use it to really maximize time of their audiologists. There are so many ENT offices where there are three or four ENTs running a clinic and maybe just one or two audiologists. And what happens is the audiologist can manage more than one patient at a time. So she can perform tympanometry or OAEs or do counseling or maybe sell some hearing aids while another patient is running through AMTAS gaining the basic audiometric evaluation. Even more common, there are ENT offices that are unable to find an audiologist to work inside their office. So this means when a patient is, you know, going through their ENT evaluation and suddenly they require an audiogram, the ENT either has to stop the appointment and then the patient has to schedule and see the independent audiologist, or they have to have a test that is performed by a nurse or medical assistant, and neither of these are good options for that patient. So ENT offices without an audiologist on site are starting to use AMTAS for patient convenience, and it really does provide some effective and reliable testing so that the patient can continue that evaluation and see the audiologist, you know, after the recommendations have been made. We're also seeing private practice audiologists using AMTAS for their walk-in appointments, like the VA medical centers, and then also they're using AMTAS for annual evaluations. Many of the audiologists that are in private practice are also starting to use AMTAS Flex, the tablet-based solution for open houses and other community outreach programs.
Thanks, Laura. I'm really glad you pointed to that VA to private sector transition. It's certainly not a place that I saw being so popular, and I was glad to see it did, but I really was one that I have to admittedly did not see that coming. So, well, that's about all the time we have, so I'm going to wrap this up. There's no doubt that teleaudiology has gotten more reliable, flexible, and easier to use. Now more than ever, it can help us sustain your practice while minimizing patient interaction. Listeners, if you're interested in exploring teleaudiology solutions for your practice, contact your local E3 Diagnostics sales representative and stay tuned for more as we continue the discussion and learn more about this important topic. Stay healthy, everyone, and thank you, panel, for your time today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Ryan.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you. Have a good day.